Well, they're so important, Tom, because of the timing. The back-to-school sales are the second biggest sales season, of course, and it comes right at a time when tourism is going to trail off dramatically as kids go back to school. So we have the double-barreled effects of the end of the tourist season and the end of back-to-school sales.
Now, the state of Florida brought back the sales tax holiday this year again. We don't have official figures on that yet. It happened earlier this month, but anecdotally, some retailers reported having a good weekend the week before last. But you say, Hank, you also have some national numbers indicating that the retail sector did well, at least early in the summer.
There are some national data that tell us kind of where it's going. Before the deficit problems, retail sales were running about 4.5 to 5% above last year at this time. So retailers were looking forward to a great season. Many of the same chain stores that are in that national survey are represented here in Central Florida. So more than likely, we had similar sales gains.
So you can extrapolate from those national figures that Florida retailers also did well.
Yeah, at least up until August. Now, the beginning part of August with the ongoing deficit debate really hurt consumer confidence and hurt the economy. And the sales reports from the big chain stores in the second and third weeks of August were only 3% up year over year.
And you're saying that that is at least partly due to anxiety over the national economy and the debate over the debt ceiling in Washington?
Yes, absolutely. It makes people really nervous, and they're a little more conservative as a result, Tom.
Well, as we were saying, retailers at least got a boost from back-to-school sales. And here in Florida, the sales tax holiday is back, very popular with consumers and popular with retailers as well. The state legislature, though, canceled it for a couple of years, hoping to bring in some of that sales tax revenue, and that experiment failed. Last year, the legislature brought the sales tax holiday back, did so again this year. What do you think, Hank, as far as for the state revenues? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a very good thing, Tom. Ironically, when customers come into stores, they tend to purchase not only goods that are in the sales tax holiday program, but also a lot of other goods and services. And so the net result is that the sales tax holiday actually causes sales tax revenue to the state to go up, not down.
Now, retail, tourism, and construction have traditionally been the major economic drivers in Florida. Hank, in general, how important is retail?
Hugely important. It's 18% of total employment. It's a huge driver of economic activity. And again, the timing is so critical because this back-to-school sales season occurs, and then we lose the tourism season. And so the combination of those things make this upcoming few months very weak for retailers. So they got to have a good back-to-school season to be able to do well.